You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Lean back, lean back. 101.7 The Truth, Truth Be Told, DT and Telly, Liz Bailey Coleman, Damian LZ, yes, and my guy Homa Blow in the building. So, we got to go back to the Truth Talking text line. Ashley's been waiting very patiently. Ashley, how you doing? You're on Truth Be Told without DT and Telly. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I just wanted to comment on this conversation that we were having as far as I had went to Brady Street, but I guess I left before anything happened. I'm not sure exactly what happened. But I just wanted to comment. I'm a millennial myself. I'm in my 30s. But I feel like a lot of the reason why we are going through some of the things that we are with this later generation is because we've also given up. Like, I hear a lot of people, even some of the callers that have called, say, put them on an island. Oh, I don't want to deal with them. What do we expect to happen? Especially if the people that we do consider the ones that have sense or whatever, they're going to pass away. And this is what we're going to be left with. So I feel like a big part of the problem is the older generation also has given up and don't want to invest into this younger generation as well because they feel like it's a lost cause, and that's not going to help us. Also, we forget to factor in that a lot of these children grew up in this technology era, and I feel like we downplay a lot how powerful technology is and the influence that it has on our children. Again, it's going to take a village, and the only way to combat that is if we all work together, all generations, to fix this. And that's all I have to say.
Oh, Ashley, so powerful.
Ashley, I agree with you.
I want to encourage.
Thank you, Ashley. That's
so powerful.
You're welcome. So powerful. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for calling. Thank you
that's
so much.
Yeah, that's how
stop, Homer. Homer, stop.
Homer wanna, village stop. Is smoked out.
Homer want to put all the kids in rehab. And the no. kids have lost their minds.
And look, no.
I don't want to put them in rehab.
No, let me say
I'm
this.
I'm just saying we can't give up on them.
No. And the last thing a parent will do is actually give up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, the thing is, what they need to understand is once we create these spaces, if you ruin them, then we might not be able to come back. And it's not just because of for financial reasons.
Mm-hmm.
The city puts a lot. You work for the city or mm-hmm. the county, whatever you work
for. I work for the city.
There it is. Mm-hmm. So you know they have a lot of restrictions and a lot of stuff.
The city had a lot of stuff going on. And when it happens at black venues, that's why in our district we try to give these black spaces more of a rope. Whereas in other, if you, that's why, you know, you want to do some business, come to the 15th district. You know, we're going to work with you. We're going to give black people an opportunity to be successful. And we understand that, you know, when a lot of times when black people go into business or we open anything or do anything, we get one shot at it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we mess up, that's our last shot because we're going to put all our resources into that. No, we understand that. So we're going to give you chances. We're going to give you them chances. We understand it's your first time opening a business. We're going to give you chances to make your mistake. We need to start doing that for ourselves more.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start doing it for our kids more
mm-hmm.
and not just shutting them out after the first mistake or the second mistake or even the third mistake. At some point, you know, you got to shut them out because like now you're hurting it for everybody else.
Right.
But, you know, white people get mistake after mistake after mistake. They open a business, it closes down, they go open up another one.
Yeah.
Look at Trump. Trump is a clear case of this white privilege where they are allowed to make mistakes over and over and over and over
felonies.
Again.
and
he's
running
still
for president.
Running for president. And I'm just saying that to say we need to do that for our own. But let's go back to Trump. real quick. I know we on this. But did y'all see the rally he had this weekend at Madison Square Garden?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you know in 1939 the Nazis came to Madison Square Garden and had a rally that was similar to the one that Trump is having now, with all of these things that they are saying, and this man is still allowed to run for president.
For president.
Off of the things that some of the things they said at this rally, they made the Puerto Rican jokes. The one dude made a joke about cutting up watermelon with his black friend.
Right.
They are making the one of them said, keep America for Americans. If that ain't, that don't trigger racism.
You know.
That is. I'm sorry.
Ricky,
I just had to get
Ricky,
that out.
Ricky, do you have a clip of the audio from that? I'm sorry. We jumping.
I'm sorry, y'all. If y'all was waiting on
this
that.
This is a good. We need to talk about this because for me, I just don't. I don't understand how you can be black or any type of Latino, Latina.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how you could do that and not understand that he hate us.
He hate us. And it's in his DNA. His grandfather was that way.
Oh, yeah.
But listen, and I've said this when people call in about, black people call in about Trump or whatever. You know, I ain't the biggest Kamala fan. I've said that. It's on record. I've said it up here many times. But that don't mean I'm going to vote for this racist. So all of my brothers and sisters who have decided that Trump giving them a PPP loan or whatever the case may be,
right,
is good enough for them.
Hold on. A lot of y'all went to jail behind
to get his vote, to get their vote. Is y'all need to watch what the things that they have said. You know, like Homer said, he brought up some hip-hop. I'm going to bring up some hip-hop. When Q dissed NWA, he was like, this is what they think about you. This is what they think about. This is what they think about. Yeah, I guess y'all said no. And NWA, when they dissed him, they said, this is what you think about. This is what they think about you.
And they saying it out loud. It ain't no joke.
And they're saying it. They're saying it.
They already said they want to ship you back to wherever you came from. You got paperwork saying you here from the United States. But they may have something saying you from Ghana or something, and you got to go home. And you like, well, this is home.
They have compared the stuff that they are saying, and Tony Hinchcliffe, that's his name, is up on the screen. He's the comedian that said the stuff about the watermelon and whatever the case may be, and the Puerto Ricans and the Puerto Rico being an island of trash and all of this stuff. And they still going to go out and you're going to vote for somebody that talks about you like that? And some of the things that they have said at this rally are being compared to stuff that Mussolini would have said, things that Stalin would have said, things that Hitler would have said. These are all dictators. They are running a play that has been ran throughout history by people who wanted to become an eventuality. They became dictators. Now, do I think Trump is going to do that? No. They'll blow up the White House before they let that happen. But I just think that's what he wants to happen. He wants to have that type of power, and he wants to be able to do those type of things.
Look, if he gets in the White House, that's what he gonna do.
He ain't listen. And my mother who watches him, she's one of those people that watches MSNBC all the time. And like my sister would be on MSNBC, and she'll be one of the talking heads and stuff, and she'll tell the people on there, my mama watches you all the time. Like, they'll call my mama and stuff. That's how much she watches.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah.
She called me last night and was like, I don't think Trump wants to win. He's the way, because usually at this point, they start coming more towards the center and they start talking more because they want to get some of those last straggler votes. Right. He don't want none of that. He don't want to win. He may want to have a fight where it's January 6th all over again. He is pushing towards, and this might be the people that are handling, because he may be stupid and don't understand, pushing towards some type of violent resurrection, some type of violent insurrection that may take place in spots throughout the country. Because those are the messages, the dog whistles that he's sending out. And it's frightening me. It scared me because I started watching it last night, and they were talking about what was happening in Madison Square Garden and all the stuff they were saying.
Look, if he don't win, I think he wants to win, because if he don't win, he going to jail.
He
going to jail. So, if he don't win.
Listen, when you run a campaign, they talking about it's close, right? I personally don't think it's as close as they're making it seem. Because a lot of these women voters, they're called the secret women voters.
Yeah.
They tell their husbands and
one
their family
thing, and then they
one
do
thing.
Something.
And then they go in, I think that's going to be higher this time because of the abortion rights stuff, because of the stuff. And a bit time, you know, they like Kamala. You know what I mean?
And in the meantime.
Kamala, sorry, y'all.
Yeah. See, this
don't
is,
at me.
This is what I don't like about this. Because I have. Shout out to all my nieces and nephews. Mm-hmm. But I have nieces and nephews. They ain't voting. And we all got them, right? No. They don't care. They don't see the purpose in it. Or they're too busy dancing on
fire trucks,
right? Mm-hmm.
Or they've bought into the fact that their vote doesn't count.
Right. And what they don't understand is, oh, your vote counts.
It does.
Your vote right now got you standing between what could be a potential authoritarian government where you can't even get out to be on the fire truck no more.
Mm-hmm.
Where you, somebody's maid, or, you know, having somebody baby that you don't even know.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
You know?
It's crazy.
Everybody gives, and when people say, oh, it could be the Handmaid's Tale, it really could be.
It could.
Absolutely.
You read my mind this morning? Because that's the third time that I'm about to literally say something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Bailey, you said we've been working together too
and
long.
If high five. You know, you're my work husband now. Okay. If you've never seen The Handmaid's Tale, do yourself a service today.
Homer, you seen that show before?
Yes.
It's crazy,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
Because it's all possible, and it could all happen right here in the United States.
And that's the type of politics he's talking, the type of rhetoric he's talking, is the controlling of women in that way.
Similarities.
It's crazy.
It's on Hulu, y'all. I know y'all got that bootleg. Hook it up.
Yep. But I think that what this really shows is what a lot of people in this country are really about. So when you think that we've made so many strides forward,
that part,
this is their opportunity to show you if that we part. Can really show you who we are and still are.
Yeah.
This is where we're seeing all this energy still coming from. This is where we're seeing that no matter what he says, if VP Kamala Harris had said a fraction of what he said,
she
would have been ousted a long time ago.
The standard is triple for her.
Absolutely.
She would have been close to getting on a stand.
Absolutely.
Okay, exactly.
Absolutely. So that's what we're up against. The sheets are off. They don't have to wear hoods now. They can plainly show their racism and, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
the racist attitudes and all of those things. They're just open because now they have a leader that is 34 felonies. And I always said, if he does end up getting into the White House again, that all of the felony stuff needs to come off of renters applications, job applications, because if you can become the president of the United States convicted of 34 felonies, then why are you asking about am I a felon and all of that on any type of application or
exactly.
form?
Exactly. And everybody should be able to work any job.
That's it.
Yeah.
If you could be president of the United States and have 34
That's
felonies, what's the purpose?
The presidential office is supposed to be our highest office. It's like the preacher in the pulpit.
Exactly.
It's supposed to lead in an example. Set an example. Lead in the way that we are all supposed to be like, I'm going to follow his path.
Yes.
And I'm going to be as righteous as that man and as optimistic as that man and as hopeful as that man.
Yes.
Nobody sees that in Trump.
Not right. Nobody.
All you hear is the stupid rhetoric that he says.
Yep.
Felix C. II on YouTube Live said, that trash talk at Madison Square Garden, I'm voting for Miss Harris. She has my vote, Hispanics for Harris.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
And you know what? I was, and you know, and me, you and I, Bailey, we've talked about this for the last 6-7 months, about longer than that. About, you know, my issues with VP Harris.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, even if I would never vote for Trump, you know, that's a given. But now I'm so scared that this dude, they have made me scared to the point, and that's politics, and I hate it, the fear factor that we're going to make you scared of what the next guy can do. And Trump does it, Democrats do it, everybody's do it. But at this point, I'm like, is it actually... They're presenting the racism at Madison Square Garden. Like Homer just said, and this was always my theory, the racism has a leader and somebody to provide cover for them. So he's saying all of these things. If we were truly the country that they wanted us to be, or we thought we were, when somebody talks that talk, they would be ostracized.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
But we aren't the country that they want to have. We aren't the country that they think we have. And for them to, for people to even say that this country has no racism, there's a Supreme Court judge that threw something out because he said it America isn't based on racism. You know, it doesn't have that in its history. Well, what do you say about Mr. Trump? what do you have to say about these people that he is allowing on his stage? These are the people that they picked to come on his stage. He's picking these people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His people are picking these people. These aren't senators and governors who happen to think the same way. No, he's going out and pick these people to send this message. And we need to open our eyes and realize this message that they're sending and learn history. Like I said, Mussolini has said stuff like this. They had a backdrop where it said something about close the borders or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
They literally stole the backdrop wording from Mussolini.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it
when
is
you
crazy.
Know the history and the messaging that they're sending.
Yeah.
You like, what? Who are these? Like Tommy Davidson said, who are these N-words that are voting for this person? Who are they?
Exactly.
Where do they come from?
Exactly.
You don't see what they trying to do to you?
Exactly.
Now, I'm not saying you got to vote for Harris either, but you definitely shouldn't be voting for this dude.
Right.
Now maybe go vote for Stein or whomever.
And let's
whoever
be clear.
You want to vote for.
Let's be clear.
But not this dude.
Let's be clear. Some of these people are able to be lulled to sleep. Okay? They're lulled to sleep in this mm-hmm. scenario. And what is happening is, and this is what I don't like, because they're lulled to sleep, Black and Hispanic alike, lulled to sleep under this, for some reason, they don't think that it applies to them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I would present to you and give to them that once he has your vote, and if this election goes in his favor, you're going to be the first on the boat, on the ship, in right. the concentration. Mm-hmm. You're going to be the first.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be like, but I'm not them. This guy has no loyalty to his closest people. He's already shown. He ain't even got no loyalty to his kids when stuff start coming
right.
up. He like, nah, right. that's them. Mm-hmm. I don't even know them like that. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
And this is my fear, and I've always been a history buff. I've studied history and, you know, whatever, all through college. But when Hitler and people, I hate when people make comparisons like that, because, you know, Hitler was just terrible, and it's not... you know, not going to be Leopold. It's not going to be people like those cats.
Right.
But we have to learn from history. And when Hitler and them came about, that's the way they talked about it. They was like, man, this dude is tripping.
Yep.
This dude is over there talking about, you know, the big cleansing and all of this.
Right.
Not the big
yep.
clean, that sort of thing. But he's talking about the cleansing of the bloodlines and all of mm-hmm. this stuff, and it being in the DNA of the people. And that man's tripping. Nobody's really going to believe that. Oh, they believe in it?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, he's running the country now.
Right.
Hashtag that part.
Oh, he just invaded Poland.
Right.
He's not gonna go past Poland. We'll give him Poland. We'll give him that. Oh, he went over there. Oh, he's doing that now. Now it's too late.
Right. Yeah, now it's too late.
Yep. Now it's
You're
too
right.
late. You know, and at that point, it's too late. And I don't want Trump for us to think his ignorance gets him to that point where we're like, now it's too late. This dude done told you what he was gonna do. He done told you. We've seen in Wisconsin, we should know this. We've yeah. seen it before. When Scott Walker was saying, I'm going to get rid of unions. And nobody believed that he was really going to get rid of unions. And he did.
And he did.
In 17, listen, Trump got on stage and said something about 1798. I went and looked up what happened in 1798. 1798, they had the immigration policy where they were going to send everybody back.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
And he was talking about those were great guys.
Yeah.
They were great politicians in 1798. Mm-hmm. At first, I'm just thinking he's being racist. He's
right.
talking about slavery times, whatever mm-hmm. the case may be. But when
right.
you look deeper, he's
yeah.
talking about those politicians that made the rule that they were going to literally round up people.
Yep.
and send them back to where they came from.
Absolutely.
That's what he wants to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And okay.
We got Alan.
We got to take another break, y'all.
All right.
I'm sorry.
When we come back, we got more of our conversation. We got Norm on the Two Talking text line. He's there. We're going to get back with him. 833-212-1017. You want to get in on that? It's Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
The truth be told, no DT, no Telly in for them this morning. Bailey Coleman, Homer Blow, and Damian Elzy.
You said no DT and no Telly, like no Diddy. Like, I don't think you should say it like that anymore.
Wait a minute.
Just be honest.
DT, Telly, just so we're clear. Damian said that, not
I'm just
me.
Saying,
not
just,
me.
That don't say not like, them
they
my
will
people.
Hold you. Not me. It wasn't me.
Them are my people.
I know. They're my people, too. Shout out to them. Shout out
this
to them. Out on assignment today.
People. Okay, go back to what we were talking about. We done got off subject. So, I'm sorry. Okay.
Talk text and I got some YouTube.
We're going to go to Norm. He's been holding long enough. He's on the True Talking text line. Norm, you're on Truth Be Told. How you doing this morning?
What's up, A-Team?
Hey, hey.
What's happening?
Homer Blow, what up, D? What up, D?
Hey.
Bless.
Hey, you know what? You know what? We used to do the same thing, but it's these young kids got some big guns now, and that's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But with this Donald Trump thing, man, you can't. My brother, he go all over Wisconsin, different restaurants. Man, you can't even eat their food no more. You don't know how racist people is. He bringing all that stuff back again, and I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Peace, y'all.
Hey, that's, right.
That's true.
That's real.
That's real.
You
got
to watch what you eat now because you got to watch where you go. I see a Trump sign. I mentor kids on the weekend. I was talking about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Some of a couple of them live far. They eat cut hay and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Young Latino brother. I mentor him. So I go out there, and I'm seeing all of the Trump van signs.
Yeah.
And it's not a lot, but it's just enough to let you know. It's like a sign that says you ain't really welcome here.
That's what I was talking about earlier. And that's what I'm saying. I don't have to hide no more.
Yeah.
You
I
ain't
don't have to hide.
They had them on the corners. Like we used to do this thing during the Pratt campaign where we would do this thing called Four Corners. We would go stand on the corners and Muhib and Quabbin and them set it up. We would stand on the corners and we would do the Pratt and everybody hype people up. They doing that for Trump out in Cutter. I saw it. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
The things that are
it's almost
amazing. That they buying into this.
It's almost like this. If you're a black person, a person of color, and you drive out to, say, Sheboygan or someplace like that,
mm-hmm.
and or you're down south and you see one of those, you know, one of those flags,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When I see something like that or a Trump sign, it does make me feel a certain type of way. It makes me feel like I'm seeing what do they call the flags? You know.
The Confederate flag?
Right.
Yeah. I don't even need, let me tell you this.
Look.
It don't even got to be a Confederate flag.
No.
It could just be a regular red, white, and blue flag with the stars on it. And if it's too many of them, I'm like, this ain't the area for me.
I automatically look at them as unannounced sundown.
Yeah.
Yeah, sundown town.
This is
mm-hmm.
not, this mm-hmm. not this is not mm-hmm. where I should be. And that's messed up.
It is.
That we feel that way because black people have built this country.
Yeah.
Black people have shed blood for this country, have done so many things for this country. I should feel, when I see that flag, I should feel like a certain sense of warmth. I should feel like this is my place.
Yeah.
But being that it's 2024 and now I still see that flag and it's just like, whoo, if I see too many of them.
Yeah. Well, the way the rhetoric and everything is going on now, there's this other place that I'm at all the time, and there's somebody that comes in with a Make America Great Again hat on.
Are you serious?
Constantly. What do you think? How do you think I feel?
I know how you feel. I know how I feel.
I know how I feel.
I feel like every time I see that person, I see a Confederate flag. Like,
that's what it. That's
because when was America great for them? When we weren't able to be a part of.
That's
it.
When, and that's.
Okay, off the truth talking.
Real talk.
Gene said, thoroughly enjoying today's show, especially Homer's laugh. There it is, Homer. The laugh. The trademark laugh.
Hey, listen, y'all. Hey, listen. You got another one to read?
Yeah.
Okay, uh-huh. My bad.
Marcus said, I got a question. If an illegal immigrant commits a crime, do they go to jail or get deported?
It depends on if they...
It depends.
It depends. They might get deported. In most cases, they probably get deported.
Yeah.
And they'll be back. But, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I'm just saying, we keep saying illegal immigrants. This is their land.
Right.
This is, if they come in from Mexico, this is their land.
Hello.
We just put up a fence. Took it from them.
Yeah.
We took it. And so, what are you saying? They just fold. It's like water. It's going to find its way back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
Yeah.
All that being said, we've talked about the politics, the political rhetoric that is taking place. And we've talked about the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And in these commercials, in the break, y'all, we're talking about these commercials and how they just be lying in these commercials.
Oh, yeah.
America has freedom of speech. The Constitution wasn't made for us, but it's there to help protect us. It has freedom of speech. But I think that freedom of speech has caused there to be a disconnect. Like you saying, some of these black people believe in all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And like Homer was saying, Tyler Perry said that people need to do their research. You shouldn't be forced to have to research everything because of misinformation that has been presented to people. As a political structure, if we're supposed to be democracy and it's supposed to be the highest level of politics, you should be given, we should hold those that give political information to the highest standard of truth telling. So if I put out a commercial and I say, like Hovde got the commercial where he's saying she lives with this, her girlfriend, and her girlfriend is this and that and that. If that ain't absolutely everything true,
yeah,
you should be able to get sued and maybe even taken off the ballot for lying. The stuff they say about VP Harris about the sex change and all of this stuff is, if you're saying something that's not absolutely true, you should be forced to have things happen to you. That's just one of my many changes that I would make.
We're going to talk more about this when we come back. You're checking out 101.7 The Truth. Truth be told.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Excuse me, let me let you know the time on how I feel and what's on my mind. It's you that I want to be in my life, and if it's possible, you will be my wife. I'll lead you in the right
direction. 101.7, we just get carried away. 101.7, The Truth, Truth Be Told. Bailey Coleman, Damian LZ, Homa Blow in for the two that are on assignment, DT and Telly.
I see you didn't say no DT, no Telly, though.
Okay, anyway. Let's go straight to the True Talk and text line. I got Cypher's on the line. Cypher, how you doing?
Good morning, good morning. To be honest, I'm a little disappointed. Everybody's still afraid and shook up and feelings are hurt. Like, you know, we've been listening to this nonsense a long time. You don't understand. He's going against a prosecutor, and everybody's going to have to suffer consequences after this. They don't learn how to be, you know, civilized, respectful human beings. His goose is already cooked. He is the enemy within. If you do anything to excite another riot, he's going down. I think we need to divert our attention to the situation we got here in Milwaukee with these schools and get these kids being compacted into a building. Now, honestly, you only need to know so much math and so much science before you need to get an expert or brush up on yourself to teach somebody who has the mind to explore further. Like, honestly, you might want to consider some homeschooling. You know, teach people enough, because you only need pretty much geometry and then some algebra. Like, algebra 2, Like, you know, who still needs that? Unless somebody's doing something pertaining to it. Like, that uses it. You know, teach people physics, your biology, your anatomy, psychology. You know, because honestly, you what's going on in Kenosha, you might want to heed these people warning. Like, you know, because obviously people ain't caring about your kids the way you should or the way you do. Mm. So you might want to heed this warning and get more involved.
There you go. Get more involved is always the key. Thank you so much for your call. What you think, Damian?
Which part? He was kind of all over the place.
Well, but, you know.
I think that the first part about the Trump stuff, this is what he's doing. And he's like going back to the Madison Square. I just had somebody text me this stuff this morning. It's all a conversation just right now. It's the conversation that needs to be had. We need to awaken people to what he's talking about so that when it happens, they aren't. And if it happens, they aren't confused. Like, where did this come from?
Right.
We didn't know this was this. We didn't know. No, you didn't. You're not paying attention
for
to
those
what
of
he's
you,
talking about.
In other words, for those of you that are out twerking and dancing
Absolutely.
On fire trucks, yeah. Understand that your life and your livelihood and everything that you know as it is right now, should this man get into office, it may take a few weeks to trickle down, but it's going to mm-hmm. trickle down to you.
Absolutely.
And at this point, if you're, and I'm not saying just because they're out dancing on fire trucks and twerking and doing what they're doing, that they aren't paying attention to what's going on. And I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying there's a high likelihood that they aren't. But
right.
It doesn't mean that they're not.
That's
because
true.
At this point, the way that we have been bombarded with information about VP Harris, about Trump, I get an email from VP Harris like every hour and a half.
I get them texts.
I get the text messages.
Me.
They get yelling at me in text messages. This is our eighth time
right.
texting you. In my mind, that's what they're saying. This is our eighth time texting you, and you haven't sent anything back. Okay.
I got one. You want to make some money? Talk to some of your friends, this and that. Tell us who you talk to, this and that. You could get up to $250. I was like, that's not enough for my time. Thank
Listen,
you.
I don't know what y'all got, but I got my notification. You know, you can control mm-hmm. what comes
yeah,
your way or not.
Yeah.
You know, when I see certain things, report spammer. Bam.
Yeah.
I ain't got to worry about
mean,
it no more.
I mean, yeah, but they have new numbers
block
that they pop
block
up.
Block them all. Boop,
yep.
Oh, I don't
yep.
even answer the
I'm a,
potential
I don't
spam
answer.
No more.
I just see it. I just see it.
I block it.
Are you going to vote early, Mr. Elsie? Shut up talking to me.
Okay.
You don't know me that
Look,
well.
Look, and then when I thought, okay, the phone calls would stop, guess what? They was knocking at my door. Hi, so-and-so for the Harris Walls campaign.
They getting paid, Bailey.
And then I had a Trumper come up, too. I was like, wow. I ain't even answering.
And
you.
I ain't mad at them for being involved
no,
and trying
not.
To push
that's
out the vote.
That's what they do.
That's
and you know what? They're employing people, which is
that's,
a great
that's,
thing.
That's fine.
It's
you know
what's
going to spend? You know this election, the person that's going to win would have spent $1 billion
mm-hmm.
on this. Why are they a billion? There needs to be, and this is what I want, there needs to be some changes that need to take place
mm-hmm.
with the way that the presidential politics and federal politics is being run.
Yeah.
$1 billion being spent for an election to control a political seat that you're only going to get $170,000 or whatever the case may be for that position, the power that it has. We understand that. But $1 billion, there's so much more that we could be doing
mm-hmm.
with the billion
right.
dollars.
Right.
And you could be feeding the homeless. You could be building houses. You could be lowering people's mortgage rates. There's so much
yeah.
you could be doing with the. We're talking about schools in Milwaukee where, and I know it's federal and it's separate, but I'm just making this convoluted comparison here, is that we're talking about combining schools because we don't have the resources for all of the students and we don't have the population of the students is down. We're talking about doing all this stuff for these schools. We could build neighborhood schools where it ain't a school where you can go to school six blocks away from you. We could build,
yeah.
we could do better things with our facilities and stuff like that. I'm just talking about for us.
Right.
But you're going to spend $1 billion. But when we ask for that, don't nobody got no money.
Ain't mm-hmm. They short.
But don't nobody got no money.
They short.
But they got $1 billion. Let me check my pocket.
Exactly.
They
ain't got that
they
clip.
Pockets.
No,
but,
no
but,
money clip.
Yeah, but I think that, and especially with me and Bailey, with our radio and TV and advertising, the election seasons like this, these are the things that are our sweetest day, our Valentine's Day. Oh, like the floral shops.
Oh, yeah.
Are they going to make their money? They know on Valentine's season, that's when they're going to make their money. They know that the candy stores, they're going to make their money.
Yeah.
So this is that season for TV and radio.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know what? Yeah, send us them billions.
I mean, look, you hear all the ads. We got a couple Kamalas coming up in just a few minutes. I'm just saying. There was a Trump a few in the last week.
That's what
you're talking about.
For the business part, for radio and TV, we happy.
Oh, I know it.
Because now we can get paid.
You eating off a Kamala right now.
Right, you get what I'm saying?
Matter of fact, let me go on and get some more in here because we got to go to break. 1017 Truth be told.
We don't work, we don't eat.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. 1017 The Truth. Truth Be Told, Bailey Coleman, Debbie and LZ, Homer Blow in for DT and Telly. Okay, one of the things that we need to straighten out so people are clear on what we're talking about when we're talking about these untruthful commercials, okay? There's one out right now with The Breakfast Club sort of picks up in mid-conversation.
Right.
You know, mid-conversation. So you don't get the full gist of what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. And it's regarding Vice President Kamala Harris's something that she was talking about on another podcast about inmates at prison getting sex change operations and all of that kind of stuff.
Right.
And even her conversation was picked up in the middle. And it made it seem like the Biden-Harris administration was making that happen.
Right? Right, right.
When in all reality, I know some of you, your minds are going to be blown, but it was actually the Trump administration that put that on the books. And they're blaming and lying and blaming her and President Biden for it when it wasn't them.
Right.
So, and it's the Breakfast Club is talking about it, but what they were saying about it was they were finding out about the information themselves and thought that that was, you know,
and they
Biden
were saying
Harris
if that's
well.
The case,
if that's the case,
then no, we
then no, support,
but,
exactly,
but that wasn't
the case.
Mm-hmm. And see, that's the type of commercial that I am talking about that is misleading and forces people to because if I didn't know. And I see Charlamagne and I see DJ Envy, these people that I've put on this pedestal talking bad about VP Harris. I'm going to believe them. I'm going to believe that to be the fact. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. There needs to be a change in the political policies, the political guidelines and reforms that can, if somebody just flat out lies like that and you fact check it and it's the fact checkers are saying that dude is lying, then there needs to be some type of penalty for that. There needs to be, there's too much money in politics. These blacks shouldn't have all of this money, shouldn't be able to spend all of this money on it. I shouldn't be watching commercials. Every two commercials is a VP Harris commercial or a Trump commercial, unless it's a commercial that's just stating, this is their position on it, this is my position on it. Blunt like that.
Yeah.
It's become so much of a Hollywood industry and so much Hollywood is involved in politics now ever since it started with TV with Kennedy and Nixon, and they put makeup on Kennedy and they didn't put makeup on Nixon, and Nixon lost the election because people was like, look at him looking all sweaty and disheveled and he's got a hole in his shoe. It became too much. Not that I would have thought Nixon would have won, but I'm just saying it's become too much Hollywood and too much other stuff, and we need to get it back to where it's
back
just
to basics.
Back to basics. You got $1 million for a federal campaign or however many. A million may be super low. Okay, let's say 10 million.
Okay.
20 million. But a billion is crazy.
Yeah.
You got 20 million you can spend nationally on this campaign.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got.
Mm-hmm.
You raise 10, we'll give you the other 10. You got 20. That's all you got. use it wisely.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not finna do this all year.
Right.
2 years of this.
Right.
Because by now you get, like the brother Cal came in here. That's my brother. He's one of the calmest people. Cal ready to bust somebody's head to the white meat about this politics, you know, because it's been going on for too long.
It's been going on for too long.
I'm still team radio and TV, and that's how we eat. I'm just saying. So I understand your frustration. I get it. But in radio and TV, which
that
is in my blood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how we eat. And I just want you to think of it, even if it was you running for a position. And again, if you don't have that money to send out mailers and having people go knock doors and all of these different things, it can make the difference. If any corporate restaurant stops advertising, like, and not to just name any of the names, but it's certain symbols that we recognize, but they still advertise on TV, radio, buses, and all year. They're not going to stop because as soon as they do, all I got to do is advertise, keep advertising, and they're going to forget about them because I'm going to have the same specials they got, but they ain't going to know that they're doing the same special.
That's why I'm saying
radio and TV, man, that's how we eat.
That's why I'm saying it needs to be a cap,
no cap.
On how much money can be spent.
So you telling me you wouldn't want a raise if you were getting a salary and you could get a raise because your show was doing outstanding?
I'm talking about the betterment. I understand you're coming from a radio's position.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But I'm talking about for the betterment of the people as a whole. I would put the people as a whole in front of myself, and I would say it's too much money in this. In Great Britain, they got a cap. They give you this amount. Great Britain matches your amount that you have, and that's it. And you can only start showing your ads 2 months before the date of the election.
What is the familiar slang, though? No cap. I'm just saying.
You can't get rich and still be talking crazy.
You know what
I'm saying?
They do it all the time, though. Dang.
You know what? I'm with Dame, and I'm with you too.
But here's
the thing. My thing is just the text messages and stuff. That's just out of control.
Listen,
that's just out of control. I'm so partisan that they came to my door, and when I answered the door, I didn't answer the door. I was like, "Who is it?" Right. You know how you do the little mad thing. So they're like, oh.
Send the fella a day in a day.
And,
who
and,
is it? Yeah, okay.
The Republicans were like, hi, so-and-so for Donald Trump. We ain't home.
Yeah. Who is it? You definitely love the door.
Harris people.
Listen, if I could change, this is my list of things I would change. I would change the amount of money that people could put in to campaigns. There would be a hard cap. So whether it was from you or whether it was from a PAC, this is how much you get to spend. And we're keeping track of how much you spend it. Boom. That's it. I would maintain the amount of time that we spend during these elections. You get 2-3 months to get your point across to the people. Mm-hmm. You got this amount of money, 2-3 months. Damn, boom. That's it.
Yeah.
I would also make it so that it wouldn't be so difficult for third parties to be put on ballots. It's like super difficult now for the third party to be put, because they do all of this stuff where the first two parties control everything and you can't get on the ballot. I would find a way so that the third parties can be put on ballots in different states and we truly get options of what we're going to do.
I get that.
And you have to have these things because right now it's out of control.
Yeah, it is out of control. It is out of control. From the Truth Talking text line, Craig said, hey, when campaigning for president, there should be statutes in place where there would be penalties for lying. Like every time you lie or you lose money, you lose like $50,000.
Yes.
When it's found to be fact-checked and be dishonest. You know what?
That'd be my fourth one.
I don't think $50,000 is enough.
Yeah, I don't say not 50, that'd be like $100,000 or more.
Or more, yeah. I say a million each time.
You get $100 million.
That'll teach him.
Let's say you get $100 million to run for president. You come up with 50, the government gives you another 50, you get matching funds, you get $100 million to run for president. And then once you start lying, for every lie, we're taking one of the millions.
Yep.
We're taking something.
Yep.
So you better be sure what you're saying is proof. Yeah. And you can back it up. Or we taking one of them milk.
That part.
All right, we rolling right now to truth of the matter. We are going to start. Yeah, right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. When, Homer, when that happened,
yes, sir.
What is truth of the matter? You don't know?
Let's get it.
My truth of the matter is I just gave it. You need to have some type of election reform, some type of policy reform, some type of something that controls these elections, because I have reached voter fatigue. I'm sick of them. I'm sick of talking about it. I'm sick of seeing about it. I'm sick of all y'all.
Okay.
I love the children. It's those that are the FDKs that I have a problem with. We need to definitely take self-accountability for all of the things so we don't end up losing more privileges. We already talk about they discriminating, but you have to have a decorum and respect for yourself so we don't see what's on Brady and Water Street and it looks like us.
Yeah, well, you know what? I just want to encourage all parents, talk to your kids. Be there for them. I try. The only thing you can do is try.
That's it.
And put your word out there. Try and get in their ear. Try and get them to see the light. You know, that's all you can do. And of course, before you do all of that, pray for them. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. They'll be back tomorrow, and we'll be back whenever they need us.
Because that's who we that are. Part.
That part. Thanks for joining us. 101.7 The Truth.
Truth Nation, let us take...